we were talking about Horn and Cyr and Gulkowski, what those three guys are going to mean for Sioux Falls, but yet you had to give up some stuff for it. Give us a quick rendition of what the Storm has what you guys are giving Tri-City.
Yeah, well, they have more of an eye on the future. Obviously, Olden, unloading their veteran players. You know, they traded a very good player, Joel Lesperance, to Sioux City. And, we were able to acquire Cyr Gulkowski and Horn. And they're kind of building towards the future. They feel that, the playoffs are out of reach for them. And, that's what they've done. And we seized on that opportunity. We analyzed our team. And we've been working very hard for the last probably 6 weeks to make some correct changes and bolster our lineup. We've talked to a number of different teams over a number of different situations, and it kept getting back to, actually, there was only two trades, the one for Cyr and the one for Gulkowski, and Horn was actually a combined trade that we split up because Christian Horn was on a visit out east. Now, having said that, we have given up, a little bit of our future. And Connor Valisano is going to be a good player next year, is a solid player this year. Cody Milan could be a good player next year, a player that was having trouble getting ice time with us in the year and a half he's here. And then Daniel Fritz, is going to get some opportunity to play for them on defense. There are some draft picks and a future player that we swapped, but, we didn't have to give up any first-round draft picks or anything crazy. So we feel that, we had some luxury in having some extra picks, and, we're going to kind of go for it with this group. We think we have a chance to contend. And once we get on back on track, that's what we're trying to do here.
Why Tri-City? What is it about dealing with Tri-City that made the most sense for you guys?
Well, first of all, I think that we have very similar thinking. Myself and Jim Halton, their new coach, we tried to do a deals with them last year, and they didn't make any. They were a team that was probably more progressive. One of the things that the USHL is hopefully going to do is go back to six teams in each conference making the playoffs next year, so you don't have this. There's a lot more of it last year because there's more discrepancy kind of between the haves and have-nots. We'll take advantage of the situation. They have an eye towards next year, and we feel, we were one or two pieces away from really contending. And, time will tell whether that's true or not. And anytime that you can contend for a championship without mortgaging your future, you might as well go for it.
Chemistry is always important, Coach. You know that. How long will it take these three guys to get along with everybody there for the Stampede?
Yeah, that's a big if, no question about it. That's one of the drawbacks from three guys coming from the same team. But we kept getting back to what are our needs and who's the best guy to replace or to fit a need that we have, and also not come at a price that was astronomical. And there were some players out there that, it was kind of ridiculous. So, we had to spend, but it was a reasonable expense. And, again, we feel that we have a good nucleus coming back. We have some solid top draft picks, and we also have some very good players on our affiliate list, that we're not going to drop off too far next year. We're going to have to do a good job of recruiting. And, that building that is up there, the new event center, is going to draw some talent to our town as well.
Sure.
He's Kerry Eads, Sioux Falls Stampede head coach, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So after you make the first move, Coach, when do you decide to make that second move? Are you looking at the other two guys right afterwards, or do you wait a day or two before you think that you want to make another move? I mean, like, chronologically, how does the thought process come together?
Well, we lost Peter Hand right after Christmas. Was suspended and went home for personal reasons. And we also traded away Bo Pella and got a forward, Ryan Schwalbe, in return. So we lost two of our top four defensemen there in the first week of January. And as we played through that, we knew that we needed to add some veteran presence. So, we were searching, all around the country and even across the country, into Europe, for a player to solidify that. And two of the players we identified that were good fits were both Cyr and Gulkowski. We didn't think we were going to get both of them, but as it turns out, they complement each other very much. And with Tri-City's move to look towards the future, we're able to do that. In addition to that, we were able to pick up a player that's going to be making his home debut Friday night by the name of Edward Simon. I just call him Simon because it looks like that in English.
Is he from Slovakia?
Yeah, yes. You know, he's a 6'4", 220-pound forward that looks like he's going to be not only a physical presence but an offensive presence as well. And we were able to pick him up after the World Junior Tournament. He was over for 10 days to get acclimated. He had a good opening weekend this past weekend in Tri-City, and it'll be interesting to see how he can help our club too.
All right, Coach, Cedar Rapids, Friday night, it's Thomas Vanek bobblehead night out there, and then you go to Fargo. What are you expecting on Friday night with Cedar Rapids?
Yeah, they're one of the hottest teams in the USHL right now. I mean, that's, you know, kind of what we're facing here. But, you know, they're a team that skates well, moves the puck well, play a very exciting brand of hockey. We were able to get to them at 6-5, I believe, was the score in their rink in the second weekend of the year. So as we're starting over kind of with this new team, five new guys here in the last 2 weeks, that's over 20% of our roster. We're kind of looking at building this thing, whether it's, you know, we're able to reconstruct it in a week, 2 weeks, but in the end, we've got 22 games to be back to playing our top-notch game and be one of the toughest teams to beat and a contender in the playoffs.
Yep, helps to still have Calderon and Knutson and Franklin and Kravchenko. I mean, that can be a pretty potent lineup.
Well, that was the whole idea behind it. We feel that, you know, we've got a lot of players that, you know, can help us contend, and we were for a long time. You know, let's get back to that and even more players to give us a little more diversity. Some of our line combinations were stale. Some of our defensive pairings went stale. And this really gives us a chance to try some different combinations and end up figuring it out and just kind of making a run here at the end.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. You've been a busy guy. Thanks for the time you give us, and we wish you the best Friday night with Cedar Rapids.
Thanks, Greg and Chris. Appreciate you having me on.
You got it.
Thanks, Coach.
There he goes. Kerry Eads, head coach of the Sioux Falls Stampede.